Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Positively Autistic, Sarah's Autism Show. I'm your host for the show, Sarah Scrimshaw, with my co-host Joe Wesley. Join us every Tuesday at 7 p.m. UK time to hear lots of discussion and information on autism from around the community and the world.
Good evening and welcome to Positively Autistic, Sarah's Autism Chat. It's really great to be back after quite some time. We've had quite a busy year actually, which is why we've been off the airways for some time. So it's lovely to actually be able to, you know, do a new series of our shows again. And we're really looking forward to having lots of different great guests on and, you know, reconnecting with our team members as well, which is going to be great. So, yeah, it sure will be a great show, and we hope that everybody enjoys our radio shows. We do present them weekly, which is on every Tuesday at 7 p.m. UK time, so we hope that everybody can join in and listen to us. So today we've got a really lovely guest on today called Robin, and she's from Canada. She's going to be on talking about her son, who's got autism, and the Olympic events that he does. Yes, looking forward to that. Just calling in one of our team members now, Marilyn Francis. I'm looking forward to talking to Marilyn. Marilyn had a poetry show, so we're going to hear from Marilyn how she's doing and all about the trip that she made to England this year, and all about the radio show that she ran before, and also possibly starting up a new radio show, which will also be exciting because we had lots of great different variety shows, and it's really great to have different people's opinions. So it'd be great. Hi, Marilyn.
At the tone, please record.
Oh dear, we haven't got Marilyn. So hopefully we can get her soon. It's always usually happens when we call in our guests. We have trouble getting them to pick up if they don't know who the number is. So today, really, the topic is going to be on different events and autism initiatives that can help people.
Autism. It's something we hear about every day. It's in the media, it's on the news, it's on social media, and most of all, it is all around us. Whilst you may not know someone that has autism, there are approximately every 1 in 88 people across the UK that has an autism diagnosis. Autism is why we are so passionate about the work we do. We believe in being positive, enthusiastic, and optimistic.
So that was Sarah talking there. We're hoping to have Sarah on soon. She's the host of the show, and she's just sort of bringing to light some of the statistics about autism in the UK. You know, the reason why we do the work that we do. So yes, it's great. And hi, Marilyn.
Hello.
Hello, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Yeah, I'm glad that you could make it. I'm just saying how it's our first show back after quite some time. Maybe I don't think it's a year, but it's been quite a lot of time.
Yes, it has.
So it's good to be back on here, and I'm looking forward to hearing from a new member that we've got called Robin. And I'm just telling the listeners that she's got a son on the autism spectrum, and he's involved in the Special Olympics in Canada. So he's going to be coming on the show to talk to us as well. So that's really, really good.
Good.
So we're just hoping to get Sarah on because she's not been able to join us on the show. So hopefully we will be able to connect with Sarah soon as well. And then we can catch up with Sarah and the things that she's doing. I was just saying, Marilyn, because I'm just for the listeners, Marilyn, again, is a team member of Positively Autistic and had a radio show before on poetry. And I was just telling everyone about you coming over to England a couple of months ago. That was really good. But we all met through the autism work that we do through Facebook. So I don't know if you wanted to tell everyone a little bit about the trip this time, because I mean, it was your second time here, so busy time as well. So, what kinds of things have you done to sort of help people with autism, Aaron? If you want to tell everyone, because I know that so many people love your poetry and find it soothing. And I'm just thinking about all the different types of autism therapies and art. Poetry is kind of like an art, really, isn't it? So, because, you know, you're creative with it. And when you read it to people and you send people your poems, I think it's a massive help.
Yeah. I write from my heart. I usually write true poetry. And that helps a lot of the autistics. They can write what's in their heart, and when they can't even speak it.
Yeah, exactly. So, I know you like to put various pictures with the poems as well. So they're really nice.
Yeah.
And it was a platform that you had when you did the show with Ryan. Other people came and contributed pieces of poetry as well. So that was really nice. You had so many different people that I hope you still have contact with that did come on the radio show. It's quite regular. You did have some regular guests as well, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Robert's still around, and everybody's ready to start all over again.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm just going to welcome on Robin now to the show. Hopefully it worked. Hi, Robin.
Hi.
Oh, yay. Hi, welcome to the show. I'm sorry that you had technical problems. We're having them as well, and Sarah's not been able to call in yet either. So thank you for being persistent.
Oh, no problem.
So this is Robin, Marilyn. Robin, this is Marilyn, who's on the line, and we're just saying that Marilyn is also a team member of Positively Autistic, and she came over to England and spent just over a week here a couple of months ago. That was really fun, and we're just saying how we all met through Facebook and quite a number of years now, really, but it's amazing to know so many people around the world and that we've been to each other's hometowns. I've been there, and we visit each other, and all the great work everyone does is really wonderful.
That's great. I hope someday we get to meet you guys too.
Oh, I hope so. That would be lovely. So I was just telling the guests, Robin, about your son Joey, and that I think it's a really powerful story. And I was just thinking, I'm quite an advocate of the arts in kind of like a form of therapy for autism. So I mean, arts cover such a massive umbrella. So even things like Marilyn was just talking about the expressive writing and the poetry that she does, and that how some people with autism that find it hard to express their feelings, which isn't all people with autism, of course. Marilyn believes that the poetry can help them as well. And Marilyn did have her own radio show, which was really great.
Yeah, the Special Olympics has been great for Joe. I think just funneling all that energy into something like Special Olympics has helped him to calm down, helps him to feel good about himself, gets the social part about it, social aspect of it, just everything. We started doing Special Olympics when he was 6 years old, and the very first sport we did was just floor hockey on Thursday nights, and it was just every Thursday night going and playing floor hockey with a bunch of other kids. And he loved it, running around the gym, getting all that energy out. He would come home exhausted and fall asleep. It was a win-win all around. And now, sorry?
That sounds nice. That's exactly what you need.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. And then as the years have gone on, he is now in, now he does track and field in the summer. He does swimming in the fall, curling, and we're also in special hockey.
Wow.
Wow, that's great.
Mm-hmm. That is a lot of things to keep busy with, and it's really wonderful to see. And hopefully also it'll inspire other people, all of the great things that he does. I think it's wonderful, and it's a passion of his as well. So it's been able to kind of, I guess, as a
Are you guys still there?
Oh, so I'm so sorry. I don't know how much of what you heard, but I said that I was talking and it muted my microphone, so there must be a ghost in the studio. So I was just saying, I think it's really wonderful, and especially, you know, the Olympics is like a family event, friends as well, and the whole process of being able to go there and support Joey together, and the training and all of the wonderful milestones and the medals that he gets, and that sense of achievement that he's got is really wonderful. And I was just saying that I really hope that, you know, what he does will inspire other people, not just people on the spectrum, but, you know, the public to get involved and even support the Special Olympics as well, because it's really important, the work that they do.
I would love that. I would love for lots of people to join Special Olympics. In fact, this year we've had two new athletes that are 15, right along Joey's age, and it's awesome to see the other kids coming out and playing.
Who?
Zachary and Jacob.
Jacob came last year.
He did start last year, but it's great to see the new kids coming out. Joey, did you want to say something?
Hi, Joey.
Welcome
to the show.
Much you love. He's being shy at the moment, but maybe he'll warm up. But you know what? It is the training, and my mom comes out and watches Joey. She's in her 70s, so it's great to get her out of the house as well. We'll sometimes go on the weekends too, and it's a way to get him out of the house. I'll be like, hey, let's take your shot put ball and go and throw a few, or let's go practice your 100 meters. And then I can see the feeling that he gets when he wins a medal is absolutely amazing. It makes him feel good about himself. I don't know, Joey being 16 now, sometimes will have moments of not feeling so good about himself with his autism. So having those moments of letting him feel good about himself, he's accomplished something, and to be proud. I love to see, and I also love to see all the athletes cheering on each other. It's such a social social thing like that. Joey will cheer on, even though he's in the 100 meter, and there'll be another boy in the 100 meter. It may be in a different heat, but Joey will be on the sidelines cheering him on. And they just do that. They cheer each other on. They give each other support. And it's really nice to see that.
That's lovely. I'd just like to welcome on, we also have Sarah Scrimshaw, who's the host of the show and our radio show coordinator. So welcome to the show, Sarah. And it's absolutely lovely to have Robin, Joey and Marilyn on the show today. So yes, Sarah, perhaps you'd like to introduce yourself and ask Robin some questions too.
Hello everybody, my name's Sarah Scrimshaw, as Joe always just said. My name's Sarah, I'm a radio on the autistic spectrum. I was diagnosed as having autism, and I'm officially trained autism advocate for all those on the autistic spectrum here in Brisbane, North East Lincolnshire. I also run my own professional autism project here in Brisbane, Northeast Lincolnshire with an NHS colleague. And thank you so much for coming on, Robin. So sorry that I can't actually get in. Local radio is locking me out, so I'm so sorry that I can't be there to actually come on air. But it's so fantastic what you do, Robin. And sorry I didn't catch the beginning of your conversation. So if you would just like to sort of like go back to a little bit about yourself.
Sorry, I don't think I quite caught that.
So Sarah was just saying, so we've really had to improvise because Sarah's not able to call into the show at all. So I've actually had to call her on my phone and put that on speaker and hold it to my computer because that's the only way we can do it right now. We used to pre-record our shows. We had so many technical issues, and we decided that would give the going live shows a shot, but we've had nothing but problems even just calling in ourselves as well as you did, so we are sorry. Sarah was just saying that she'd missed some of what you said, but she said she'd love it if you could just tell her a little bit about what we were talking about, so that she could ask you some questions.
Okay, sure. So I was just talking about my son Joey is 16 and he has autism, and we've been involved with the Special Olympics now since he was 6. We started out with floor hockey, and now for the last 8 years, he's been involved with track and field as well. He does the 100, 200, 400, and shot put, and he also does swimming in the fall, and for 10 years, he's also been curling, and now for 3 years, he's in special hockey as well. And we just had provincials.
Well, that is so amazing, but if you want you for people with disabilities, I find it very difficult to cope with living with autism. I've been felt by the NHS system for over 50 months, and they told me I was no longer entitled to support from services because they don't see autism as a mental health issue. And so they just kept saying, well, we won't support people with autism because it's not classed as a mental health issue. And so I found a sense of way with medication, and that was it.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, but I mean, Sarah's journey's been incredible because Sarah's done so many great things for people in the autism community, and she's trained up the fire services in her local area. She's trained them how to deal with people with autism, which I think is really important. Well, and for doctors and paramedics and the police force, law enforcement. So if they ever have to approach somebody with autism, which is quite likely in a fire or in a rescue operation, they now have an understanding of how to, how a person on the autism spectrum thinks, or the extra care or the understanding that they need. And Sarah's actually gone into these places, being on the spectrum herself, and given them all training free of charge and to quite a wide scale. So she's really on a fantastic mission.
That's amazing. That is definitely needed. 100%. So it's really nice to hear someone doing that.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. It's quite interesting because I don't know if you knew Marilyn, but I was just talking to Robin earlier actually about this really briefly, but Tracy, who unfortunately can't make it tonight, is the founder of Positively Autistic. She's just been setting up a new initiative that we are trying to drive forward of making our town, Newton Abbott, an autism-friendly town, so that it's more widely recognised here. And then obviously once that starts, we can start pushing it out around England as well. Because she's got a really good friend that does dementia. He does support for people with dementia, and he's made various towns dementia friendly. So he's been really kind, and he's kind of like letting her use his model, but adapt it to autism, because his has been really successful. So we're really looking forward to that as well, and you know, just people being able to have more awareness and educate people on what autism is, so that they can hopefully be more accepting and the towns can be more inclusive.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, definitely. So I would just, before we ask Robin some more questions, be interested to find out, Marilyn and Robin, whether or not there's any particular initiatives in your countries, because I know, Marilyn, you're in America and Robin's in Canada. I wasn't sure if there's any, you know, autism initiatives in your town or what your community's like for autism awareness or support.
I see it a lot more. Yeah.
You do?
It's in my town and it's in all the towns around me. And I've seen a lot of it. It's catching on.
Yeah.
I just started a group with a bunch of other parents here in Brantford. There was another set of families that had started it, and I've just joined them. But we're very, very new. Mm-hmm. But it's called Aspire 18. And we're trying to get things set up for more the 14 and plus folks with autism. We seem to have a lot of good things here for kids that are 6 years old, and we've got the IBI programs, and we've got a place called the Lansdowne Children's Center. Once they turn 18, then they're no longer then they fall out of that category. They're no longer allowed to go to Lansdowne. A lot of the services drop off. So these parents started this group, and I've just joined them, and we're really looking at what can we do for the older community. And one of the things that we're looking at is sort of, I think, what you were kind of talking about, what you guys are going to do there. We're looking at, so where are our kids all going to be when they're in their 20s and 30s? And we need to start looking at this now when they're 16, 17, 18. So there's a organization, it's called Indwell, and they built up some apartment buildings in BC, but don't ask me where. I'm not 100% sure. I'd have to look it up. And it was all autistic individuals living there. And then they had, like, workers that were there as well, helping them to, mm-hmm. You know, pay their bills and get their groceries. And it went over so well. They're now starting to build some in London, Ontario, which is about an hour away from me. So we're keeping a very close eye on that, because if that goes well, we want them to come to our town next in Brantford.
Oh, that's
great.
That's a really.
I know when my little girl turned 18, she just dropped out of everything, and she was in adult daycare all of a sudden. But that has changed.
Yeah. We need stuff for when they're older. You know, the first thing we're going to work on is getting them some socialization. Not all of everyone that's autistic. I know Joey is very involved with the Special Olympics and stuff, but that's not everybody's forte, the athletic part. Mm-hmm. So we need to find something where they all can get together and meet and just exist with one another on whatever that means. It doesn't have to, might not be what our definition is, but whatever their definition is. And then we want to look at, there's some programming for them. And I know what you mean about the adult daycare. I actually found when Joey was in the school board that a lot of that was just babysitting instead of actually teaching him things, right? So,
yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's really good. I think that shows such a kind of big jump forward. And I think even though we're all in different countries, like you just said, if that is to be successful and takes off the way you want it to, you'll be able to push it into other towns and bring it to, I think you said Brantford, sorry if I'm saying that wrong. But I think if people are doing it in other countries, like we're trying to do it here too, I think it's really positive, because we can share tips and advice to each other. We can still try and push it, you know, further, and then we can share ideas about how people are approaching it in their towns or their counties or states or countries. and then try and learn from each other. I think the different things that people do in the autism community is everything everyone does is an asset, and everyone does different things. So the more people you know, knowledge is power. So it's really, really great. I'd love to ask you some more questions, Robin, about Joey and the Special Olympics, but please feel free to ask us any questions, and if you have anything in particular you want to share as well, or any advice, you know, throughout the show that you want to give to parents that are listening, or any of our guests right now, then please feel welcome to, because it's great to have you on here today. Thank you to both of you and Joey, because I know that you're listening too. And it's wonderful to have you on our radio show today.
Mm-hmm. Do you wanna say how Special Olympics make you feel?
Good.
They make you feel good?
Yeah.
Why does Special Olympics make you feel good?
Medals, ribbons.
You like the medals and ribbons?
Mom and sweet just went to it, and
what about the friends that you make?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think definitely one of the highlights that I like about the Special Olympics is seeing how good the kids feel about themselves, and they need that. Everybody needs that. I see when the new kids come in, and the first year they come in, it makes me think of Joe. The first year they come in and they're you know, not highly motivated to maybe do all the sports, but you know, the parents and I, we try to cheer them on and stuff. And then they come back the next year and they're running, and you don't even have to motivate them. They just sort of like they're taking off, and they just get better and better every year. And you can see that they feel that they're doing it because they are feeling good about themselves.
That's wonderful. Sorry, we lost Sarah again. So I'm hoping Sarah was able to hear most of what you were saying. But I just think also that what you just said would also be great, as well as inspiring, great advice for other parents. And I just want to remind everyone at this point as well that people can call in if they have any questions and they want to ask Robin any questions or any of us questions. So the number that people can call in on is 619-393-2848. And it would be great to have people's questions. Maybe we have some other people listening that have children or that may be on the spectrum themselves and are interested in sport and involved in Special Olympics where they live. So that would be great. And I think also just talking about making various towns autism friendly, I think also the Special Olympics and the events that go on in people's areas, it would be great to see that roll across and become more popular as well, because I think it's such a great opportunity and event that people can do. And I guess it must be really therapeutic as well for Joey, because he enjoys it so much and he's really passionate for it. And as you said, Robin, it's kind of like a family affair too, and you were saying your mum goes along to it, so it just sounds really wonderful. And I mean, what better way to create awareness as well at the Special Olympics, because you're kind of raising the profile of autism and showing all the wonderful talents that people with autism have as well. So I just think it's lovely.
Yeah, Joey, they just had provincials here in Ontario, and they were held in Brampton. We live in Brantford, but the provincials were held in Brampton, which is closer to Toronto, kind of in the Peel region. And the provincials were hosted by the Peel Regional Police, which was actually funny, because before we went, we'd never been to provincials before. Joey's always done track meets and track and field, but this was the first year he qualified for provincials.
No, last year.
Oh, well, he qualified last year, but they were held this year. He's correcting me. But I was a little bit nervous at first, just sort of, you know, thinking in my head that we were going to such a big city, and, you know, Joey's not always socially aware of his surroundings, and I was a bit worried if he were to come across strangers, because he was going to be with us more with his coaches and not with us. But when we went there, it was hosted by the Peel Regional Police. We couldn't walk more than 2 feet without running into a policeman. There was a policeman everywhere in their uniforms, plain clothes with their badges on top. I felt very safe when we were there. So the security was amazing. And they did those very well. We felt like we were at like the real Olympics. They had opening ceremonies with a parade of athletes, and then they had closing ceremonies and all the medal presentations. It was really something. It was really something. I was quite impressed.
Wow.
That's great.
That sounds great. I had some questions that I would like to ask Jerry, but it's okay if he doesn't want to answer them, because I know that you're saying he's shy, so that's fine. But how does it make you feel when you're preparing or you're getting ready to do another event in the Special Olympics? Because I know that you love doing various sportive events. How do you think it helps you?
How does it make you feel?
Good.
Yeah. Why does it make you feel good?
Because most of the time I got medals and ribbons.
Yeah.
Medals. Like, wow. Medals came, like, this year and won every single one.
How do you feel when you're racing beside someone in the 100? You feel, like, powerful?
No, I feel like they don't want to win, but I found no, not letting it happen.
So, how do you feel when you're like getting ready to do shot put and you're
dang it, needles?
Yeah, you want to
shoot. Never happens.
Yeah, you shot 8 meters, Becca.
One.
Is there anything that you want to tell everyone?
How do you deal with the way that people see autism? On
what you're doing, do you think there's still a struggle
about autism? Sorry, I was a little fuzzy. Can you say that again? How do you think that autism is seen in sports, and do you think there is still a lot of struggles about autism of being accepted?
Accepted within the Special Olympics?
Sarah was just wondering how autism seems to be perceived in the sports in general, and when Joey's doing the events himself, how does he always feel accepted, you know, by his surroundings and the people that are involved in the event?
Do you feel, Joey, they're asking a question, do you feel accepted by the people around you when you're in Special Olympics?
I wish I was a normal Special Olympics.
You wish you were in normal Olympics? Yeah. Why is that?
I'm fast enough.
Because you are fast enough. I think he does feel accepted by everyone. I do find that it's with the sports, I do find that it is growing. And I think he's feeling accepted. I don't think he feels different. Because there's so many kids that are the same as him. Now, I will also say, too, that when there's, like, I just find it when we were at provincials and it was so big and there were so many of us and we were there, when we were going out to, like, the restaurants or grabbing food or going to Tim Hortons, because they were just so used to seeing so many of us for 4 days, I felt that the acceptance at that time was much greater and much higher than, say, on a regular old day. Like, so now we're back home. If we go out somewhere,
right,
and Joey might be stimming or fidget spinning or whatever he's doing. Those 4 days, I felt like we were more accepted, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, that's true. I think Sarah, you'd probably be able to relate, wouldn't you? Because you've come across lots of different events you've been to, some in which you think the people have supported and understand autism, but you have also encountered, you know, just in general settings, like Robin was just saying, feels a bit less inclusive. They support you less than what they did as if you were at an event to do with, you know, special needs or autism.
Yeah, because I think that we still have a lot of autism stuff in here to do in Grimsby, North East Lincolnshire, because so many adults and children here with autism are just not being acknowledged by services here, here in the UK. And I still think that because the more these people get locked out of services and denied support, it leaves them in continued crisis, and you know it's so difficult for them being left in a crisis when nobody seems to care that you know these people deserve that support. And when they're being denied it and saying sorry, you know, when it's too late, for me it's too late. So therefore, the only way I can put my work out there is through SC project meetings with my colleague, putting the other thing on Facebook, because there's just no money to do anything. There's no funding, there's no resources left anymore. So these people can't achieve what they need to.
Yeah, I hear you there. I really do. It's getting better where I live. I think 10 years ago when it was a lot less, but now it is getting more, and it does take the voice and keep your voice out there, because that's the loudest voice gets heard. And that's just, we have finally gotten an initiative here where I live, where they're helping autistic people to get jobs. And I was actually able to get Joey a job at Meals on Wheels, but that just came last year. And even getting the word out there, there's so many people that don't even know that existed, even though it started last year. And we need more. We need more than that. We need lots more. So keep your voice out there. Keep talking on Facebook. Let's keep doing do your radio programs. Social media is the way to go. And let's let everybody know that we're here.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly, and you know we need to keep shouting our voices here. So with me and Joe, you know, we're fighters for this, and you know we'll keep fighting no matter how long it takes to make our voices known. And I think Cersei's, you know, unless they agree to be trained upon autism, you know, they're not helping themselves. And there is many, many books on autism out there that NHS professionals can access so that they can learn how to work for these people, learn the issues that they come to face with, and the problems that these people with autism face as well. And I've tried every other option, trying to offer them free training, tried to negotiate with them to try and get training, but they just seem to push the issue away. And I don't think they like facing the problem. They don't like facing the issue. And I think they're scared of tackling this issue. And unless they're willing to change with the government's requirements, then, sorry, they'll never change.
Yeah.
And this is the issue that we all need to be fighting to make it change.
Yep, 100%.
No, I completely agree there. I just think that it's just unless you keep doing the work that you're doing, we're not. I mean, it is. I know it's a harsh reality that I say. Unless we keep doing the work that we do, you know, things won't improve. But fortunately, because we've got so many wonderful people that are doing their bit, there are massive changes. And like Robin said, if you go back over the years, maybe 10 years ago, there was a lot less than there is now. And even if you said the word autism to people, most people wouldn't even know what it was.
Yeah, I didn't. I think the more that we talk about
I agree with you, Marilyn, because over that time ago, I probably wouldn't have either that long ago, because I don't have any, or no one have any family that, you know, have autism. But it was when I met Tracy and her daughter's got autism that we started doing different things, as you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I heard the word autism, I thought, well, what is that? So I think the more people hear it, the more they'll just wonder, what is that? And they'll search it, and the more that we talk about it, the more people will search it and find out what it is and start to accept it.
I'm like being autistic.
I think we need to be challenging this issue with NHS professionals and say, look, you know, we've tried every other option to try and offer you free autism awareness training. We tried approaching you to try and come down and see you and talk to you about autism. But they're just so afraid to handle the word autism. I think they're afraid to approach and until something changes, these people with autism will be continued to be kept out of services, they'll be denied support, and they'll just keep being left in isolation, and, you know, they'll just continue to be in crisis. So until somebody's prepared to listen to the voices of people with autism, they'll just keep being denied.
Yeah. Should we play you a quick, really short jingle, Sarah, that just gives people a bit of an idea of the statistics in the UK of autism, and then we'll come back and see if some people have some more questions they'd like to ask, or if Robin has anything she'd like to ask us about the work we do.
Yeah.
Autism is something we hear about every day. It's in the media, it's on the news, it's on social media, and most of all, it is all around us. Whilst you may not know someone that has autism, there are approximately every 1 in 88 people across the UK that has an autism diagnosis. Autism is why we are so passionate about the work we do. We believe in being positive, enthusiastic, and optimistic.
The Professional Autism Project is a project that's been run by myself and an NHS colleague here in Grimsby, which supports adults on the autistic spectrum. We've been trying to get resources for the project, but because of NHS cuts in all services and across every other NHS sector, we just cannot get access to resources, and then until we do, the project is continuing to run on nothing. What it will continue to do is vitally important work, whatever the situation. So, you know, we're doing lots of exciting things with the project, with new ideas, new suggestions, working from autism books and writing down bullet points from different autism books that are available out there to services and those on the autistic spectrum, so that they get an idea of what it's like to live with autism. And I think it's so important that these types of books are accessible to all NHS professionals and NHS service providers to be educated on autism and keep working really hard, and that's what we're going to continue to do.
Definitely. Yeah, it's really important carrying on and doing that work, Sarah. So I commend you for doing it, and everybody else that's working hard as autism advocates across the country, across the world. So Joey, I'd love to ask you some questions about your mum was telling me all about the camp that you're off to soon. So maybe you'd like to tell us a little bit about the camp that you're going to and the things that you do there. That sounds really exciting.
You want to talk about the camp? What's the camp?
Where should I start?
What is the camp called?
Camp Kodiak.
Camp Kodiak, yeah. And what's your favorite thing about camp?
Water ski.
Water skiing?
That's so many.
What about, and all the friends that you make?
Oh, yeah.
And,
Oh, yeah, my cabin's going to be amazing.
Your cabin's going to be amazing?
Hopefully.
I think it will. So do you want to tell them a little bit about your camp?
Rafting, beach, water, swimming, chess, checkers,
So there are things you do there?
Just like so much more soccer, kayaking, like we have.
Zip lining.
Wow.
Rock climbing.
It's a very athletic camp. Again, that being Joey's trend of being an outdoors guy and liking his sports.
What about track and field?
Well, you'll continue that when you get home. But it's a camp.
No, because it will be over.
Well, no, it's still on. Camp Kodiak.
That's all.
Camp?
And August 12th.
No, it doesn't.
That's what I heard.
No, you're wrong. Camp Kodiak it's up in Parry Sound here in Ontario, and it's specifically a camp for kids on the spectrum. I heard about it about 3 years ago, and I just jumped met with the people that run it, and they actually have kids that go there from all over the world. They have a lot of kids from the U.S., but they also have kids from China, Japan, and other countries that go there. The counselors are amazing. They're all really well trained. It's about a 2-to-1 ratio. They'll have 6 kids in a cabin with 3 counselors.
Nine.
Oh, is there 9? Was there 9 last year?
3-to-2 ratio.
Oh, 3-to-2 ratio?
Yeah.
Joey makes a ton of friends there. And then those friendships last after the summer, too. Sometimes they'll stay on Facebook, they'll text one another. One year he actually met a boy that only lived an hour away. And his name was Austin. Austin actually ended up joining our special hockey team, so that was cool. They do a 3-week, a 4-week, and a 7-week program. So Joey's done 3 weeks the last 2 years, and he's doing 3 weeks again this year. And as well as all of the activities, they also work a lot on social skills, and they also work on their skill, they don't have to do their laundry, but they have to get all their laundry together and then take it down, and then the camp will do it. But then they have to put it all away. They have to make their bed every day. They have to be responsible for their own hygiene, keeping the cabin clean. They also work on skills like that. And I find every year when he comes home, he's always learned something new. In terms of that. So that's been great.
Cool. That sounds good.
I'm glad that you enjoy it so much as well. And it's really great that you keep in contact with your friends afterwards. I think Facebook and, being able to text is really great for being able to do that.
Mm, you like that, don't you? So, yeah, he meets on Saturdays. So my living room is filled with...
A whole week here on Friday.
No, we leave Saturday. I drop you off Sunday. So my living room is filled with sunscreen and sleeping bag and towels and clothes, and I've got to get it all into the bag in the next 3 days.
Oh, fun. What was the most biggest thing that made you decide that you wanted to get involved in Special Olympics? And also, for people that are listening now, if they have children or they want to get involved in Special Olympics in their area themselves, what advice would you give to them?
Well, I started, Joey was having a lot of behavior issues, and it wasn't as bad at home as it was at school. At school, the behavior issues were really peaking. And, I was working with the school board and working with the teachers, and I just didn't know what to do. And he just had so much energy in him. He would stim and run back and forth and jump. And I just was feeling that maybe that was contributing to some of his issues at school. And as you were saying, like this was, you know, 10 years ago. So trying to get some resources into the school, like they talked, they always would talk a good game, and they talked about getting him a mini trampoline and giving him exercise breaks with an EA. But then if the funding wasn't there and he didn't always have access to an EA to get the exercise breaks, his whole year, all his years at school, he never did get a mini trampoline for him to be able to jump on, you know, at certain periods of the day to get that energy out. So what can I do with my kid? Other kids are in extracurricular activities. There's got to be something for my son. And so I found the Special Olympics website and I phoned them up. And at that time, they had recommended, why don't we start with the floor hockey and see how he does there. And Joey wasn't talking much then. He didn't really start talking till he was after six. But I thought, well, let's just get him out here and see how it goes. And we put a stick in his hand. And at first he was not sure what to do, but there were some great coaches there and they really helped. And then he just started running around the gym and trying to get the puck. And it was just great to see him do that and interacting with the other kids. And then he came home absolutely exhausted and he would go straight to sleep, which was amazing because bedtimes to this day are still a little bit of an issue. I couldn't wait for every Thursday night for floor hockey. And I don't think Joey could either. He would be so excited when it was floor hockey. When I would say, oh, it's Thursday, it's floor hockey night, he would just be so excited to go. And then we just grew from there. I was like, okay, floor hockey went great. What else can we do? What else can we do? And now we're so busy, and especially in the fall when hockey starts.
Curling.
And curling.
Curling not special in such a deal for some reason, and somehow it's still.
You love all your sports, don't
like,
you?
For some reason, how come the curling club was for me, even though I'm autistic?
It just worked for you. It just worked for you, Joe. That's, you like curling,
yeah,
don't you?
See, this is Does winter stop the Olympics at all?
Pardon?
Does that put a kink in your Olympics?
No, because we do swimming in the winter. We do swimming and curling and special hockey. Now, special hockey isn't technically Special Olympics, but there's a special hockey organization, which is also international, and that runs all through
it's
the
not.
States. Yeah, and there's two special hockey teams, I think, in London, England. Sometimes I feel like in the winter we're more busy than the summer even.
Oh, my goodness. Robin, I just have a question for you. Did your marriage last?
No, it did not.
No, I didn't think so. Mine didn't either. No. I just wonder. That happens a lot.
What?
Oh, she asked if me and your dad were still together. And your dad and I got divorced. I got so busy with Joey, maybe. Now, I do have a partner that I've been with for a couple of years who has also embraced all of Joey's sports with me. Joey is the most important thing in my life. He always has been, and he always will be, and that's just the way it's going to be, right?
Yay. That's the way with my love. I kept her for 32 years, and he just couldn't handle it, I guess. But he's come back around, and he seems to have changed. I guess when they're 60, they can change. So
well,
I might. I know he couldn't take it, but he's got three sons, and we've got three sons too. So I don't know. Mm-hmm. That would keep us busy.
Yeah. Joey's my only child.
Leslie passed away about 3 years ago. My daughter.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, she had cerebral palsy. She was 32.
She was 32.
And I kept her at home. Yeah.
How old are you?
I kept her at home.
No, that was her daughter.
No. But 32 years
old.
She was
young. Yeah, that is young. Yep.
Yep.
Well, I'm very sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
But Marilyn's done some fantastic things, so, you know, the autism community, and even back when we kind of first got in contact with Marilyn, you also worked at a shelter that had some people with autism in it, I believe, as well. I think I remember you telling me that there were some individuals in the learning disability hub that were on the spectrum.
Yeah, I worked there for 5 years, and I'd rather work with the disabled people than normal people.
You know what? It's funny that you say that, because my mom and I, being involved with Special Olympics for like 10 years now, they are just, all of the athletes, and are just the sweetest, most down-to-earth, sincere people you would ever meet, and my son included, and they're just very real, and they always tell you the truth, even if you don't want to hear it. But they are, you know, they're honest, and they're just good people. And you know what? Sometimes I like hanging out with Special Olympic athletes more than I do anyone else in the entire world.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Well, I can't believe that this show's nearly up now, and I'm sorry that we did have the technical issues, so we probably could have got some more things and mentioned some other things about what we do as well, but we'll definitely have to reconvene and do some other things soon. I think we'll maybe do it pre-recorded next time and not live, because we seem to be plagued with so many technical problems. I don't think any of us were able to call in to begin with, so but it's been really good, so thank you for joining us.
Yeah, no, it all worked. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, it was lovely to meet you, Joey, and we really appreciate you coming onto the show today. And we hope that you have a lovely time at your camp and keep up the great work that you're doing. And I know that the show, and you would have inspired many people on the show tonight as well.
Yeah.
Jerry and Robin, I'm glad to meet you now. I'll be putting you on my Facebook if I can find you.
Yeah. Well, if you're on Joe's, you can maybe find us through there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I can help you with that, Marilyn, sure. Well, thank you so much again, and to Marilyn, and we hope that everyone has a great summer, and we'll definitely sort out another show soon, and we'll do it pre-recorded, and then that way we can have everybody on the same call, and not have all the technical issues. We thought we'd give it one more go, didn't we, Sarah, to go live?
Yeah,
but
they're just locking people up. We'll do some of that. We'll get our founders to make an official complaint, and then we'll just go back to pre-recorded, because it's the only way that we can get everybody on. So next time we'll do it pre-recorded.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let us know when you guys want to do that. We're always here and willing to chat.
Okay.
Great to know you. And again, thank you so much, everyone. We'll stay in contact, and take care and have a lovely time at your summer camp, Joey. And we'll speak to everybody soon.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Autism. It's something we hear about every day. It's in the media. It's on the news. It's on social media. And most of all, it is all around us. Whilst you may not know someone that has autism, there are approximately every one in 88 people across the UK that has an autism diagnosis. Autism is why we are so passionate about the work we do. We believe in being positive, enthusiastic,